chapter 5, on purity of heart, which is to be sought above all things. If your desire and aim is to reach the destination of the path and home of true happiness, of grace and glory, by a straight and safe way, then earnestly apply your mind to seek constant purity of heart, clarity of mind, and calm of the senses. Gather up your heart's desire and fix it continually on the Lord God above. To do so, you must withdraw yourself so far as you can from friends and from everyone else, and from the activities that hinder you from such a purpose. Grasp every opportunity when you can find the place, time, and means to devote yourself to silence and contemplation, and gathering the secret fruits of silence, so that you can escape the shipwreck of this present age and avoid the restless agitation of the noisy world. For this reason, apply yourself at all times to purity, clarity, and peace of heart above all things, so that, so far as possible, you can keep the doors of your heart resolutely barred to the forms and images of the physical senses and worldly imaginations by shutting off the doors of the physical senses and turning within yourself. After all, purity of heart is recognized as the most important thing among all spiritual practices, as its final aim, and the reward for all the labors that a spiritual-minded person and true religious may undertake in this life. For this reason, you should, with all care, intelligence, and effort, free your heart, senses, and desires from everything that can hinder their liberty, and above all, from everything in the world that could possibly bind and overcome you. So struggle in this way to draw together all the distractions of your heart and desires of your mind into one true, simple, and supreme good, to keep them gathered within yourself in one place, and by this means to remain always joined to the things divine and to God in your mind, to abandon the unreliable things of earth, and to be able to translate your mind continually to the things above, within yourself, in Jesus Christ. To which end, if you have begun to strip and purify yourself of images and imaginations, and to simplify and still your heart and mind in the Lord God, so that you can draw and taste the well of divine grace in everything within yourself, and so that you are united to God in your mind by a good will, then this itself is enough for you in place of all study and reading of Holy Scripture, and as demonstration of love of God and neighbor, as devotion itself testifies. So simplify your heart with all care, diligence, and effort, so that still and at peace from the products of the imagination, you can turn round and remain always in the Lord within yourself, as if your mind were already in the now of eternity, that is, of the Godhead. In this way, you will be able to renounce yourself through love of Jesus Christ, with a pure heart, clean conscience, and unfeigned faith, and commit yourself completely and fully to God in all difficulties and eventualities, and will be willing to submit yourself patiently to His will and good pleasure at all times. For this to come about, you must repeatedly retreat into your heart and remain there, keeping yourself free from everything, so far as is possible. You must always keep the eye of your mind clear and still. You must guard your understanding from daydreams and thoughts of earthly things. You must completely free the inclination of your will from worldly cares and cling with all your being to the supreme true good with fervent love. You must keep your memory always lifted up and firmly anchored in that same true supreme good and only uncreated reality. In just this way, your whole mind, gathered up with all its powers and faculties in God, may become one spirit with Him, in whom the supreme perfection of life is known to consist. This is the true union of spirit and love, by which a man is made compliant to all the impulses of the supreme and eternal will, so that he becomes by grace what God is by nature. At the same time, it should be noted that in the very moment in which one is able, by God's help, to overcome one's own will, that is to cast away from oneself inordinate love or strong feeling, In other words, so as to dare simply to trust God completely in all one's needs. By this very fact, one becomes so pleasing to God that his grace is imparted to one. And through that very grace, one experiences that true love and devotion, which drives out all uncertainty and fear, and has full confidence in God. What is more, there can be no greater happiness than to place one's all in him who lacks nothing. So why do you still remain in yourself where you cannot stay? Cast yourself, all of yourself, with confidence into God, and he will sustain you, heal you, and make you safe. If you dwell on these things faithfully within, they will do more to confer a happy life on you than all riches, pleasures, and honors, and above all the wisdom and knowledge of this present deceitful world and its life, even if you were to excel in them all that ever lived. End of chapter 5.